What's up, Holocult? It's Wednesday. You know what that means. Welcome back to the night shift. Welcome to the night shift. The new night shift. The same old night shift just this week.
And we're here.
It's us.
Living it up.
It's us. We're glad you're here. Coming to hang out with us. It's a good time. It's always a good time. I got some sick workout stuff on. Because it's hot girl summer. So, you know, just living my best life. It's also going to second as Bigfoot hunting attire.
With that, we're definitely going to find Bigfoot. So everybody be prepared.
I'm camouflaged. He's not going to be able to see me.
What kind of workouts does Richard Simmons do? Richard Simmons.
Not Bigfoot workouts. Kyle said it was Rambo. Like if Rambo and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber had a baby. Yeah. Does give me kind of a bowl cut look, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's nice.
It is nice.
Nice.
there is one on each side, each hand too. So just so you know, just so and anybody was curious. Now you know. Yeah. So, how's everybody doing? What's going on in the world of the weird here?
Oh, I definitely remember Richard Simmons with the bandana, a sweatband. What about you, Steve? How do you remember him?
He did. Yeah, I remember him with a sweatband, not a bandana. They not wear. Is this a Mandela?
Oh yeah. He never wore a bandana or a sweatband.
What?
Which is lies.
Where'd all the sweat go?
I guess it just stayed in his fro.
Just roll down into his eyes.
Yeah.
Simmons wore a body muscle suit. I'll have to get one.
You're gonna have to get some shorts like he had.
Maybe I already have some.
I hope so.
Hmm. That's a good point, Andrew. I haven't ever seen Richard Simmons and Bigfoot in the same room. I have not. What do we got? Almost 30 people in here. Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody in here. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe. Hit the notification bell. Do all that stuff. All that stuff that everybody does on YouTube.
We're going to start this off right. What's your guys' favorite way to get rid of hiccups? Steve's never heard of my way.
Kyle got plagued with the hiccups right before the show. And he's like, the spoon trick worked. And I'm like, what is the spoon trick?
Anybody ever done that where you take a glass of water and you take the handle of the spoon, put it down in the cup, and then you put the spoon part that you eat with on your temple? And drink the glass of water. Works every time.
Never have.
Every time.
I wasn't privy to that lore. Usually when I get hiccups, they're not for very long. Like within 10 hiccups, I can like will them away or some shit.
They're the worst thing ever, though.
Yeah.
They're annoying as fuck.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. Oh, person have heard of it in the chat.
Put a paper towel over it and slowly suck water through. Sounds like you're just gonna eat paper,
which will probably get rid of the hiccups because you'll be choking on paper towel.
That's true.
Science. It's easy science. White Russian does the trick. A spoonful of peanut butter.
That's a weird one. It does sound like waterboarding.
When I get the hiccups, my wife always tells me to hold my breath and count to 1,000. How far do you get, Chris, before the hiccups goes away? Or you?
I'd probably pass out.
Just dead. Hiccup cure works every time. Take a glass of water. Take as many sips as you possibly can. Small sips. We need to make a Hollow Cult lore book.
On hiccups?
Yeah, like old wives' tales. Cures.
I've never heard the peanut butter one. I get to 65 and then it goes dark.
The peanut butter one's the most delicious one so far. The anaphylaxis takes over so the hiccups don't happen. Yes, make lore.
All right. So with that being said, Steve, what more have you heard about the old dude passing away because of Annabelle?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did everybody hear about that? Everybody hear? First off, our condolences to Dave Rivera's family, his wife and his children. Terrible tragedy.
Yeah.
So our condolences and hearts go out to his family and friends. It's hard not to overlook his connection to our dear friend Annabelle. As we talked about on a few night shifts ago, they took her on tour, right? And tragedy was kind of striking each town that they toured to. Places burnt down. And there was some talk of her going missing. Well, the next big spot that they were supposed to hit on the tour was Gettysburg. And a man by the name of Dave Rivera, kind of big in the paranormal community, has worked on different documentaries and stuff. He's kind of spearheading this whole tour. I can't remember what it's called. The Devil on the Run tour or something like that. But on the 13th, I think, in Gettysburg, they found him passed away in his hotel room. As far as I know, no cause of death has been released, but it looks like whatever it was is being deemed as like a natural death. But yeah, only 54 years old. So the Annabelle tragedy saga continues, which is crazy.
It is crazy.
Like, if she's just doing this for her own PR, that's pretty fucked up.
Annabelle? Doing it for her own PR?
Yeah. Keep her lore going.
It is a pretty selfish thing to do.
That's what I'm saying, burning shit down and stuff. I did pull up.
They said it seems like natural causes.
So that's what I heard. They released a little tidbit on it. They're not releasing like the cause of death yet, but it said they think it was natural.
I wonder if he had like a heart attack or something.
I don't know. Here's an article, people.com. Paranormal investigator dies at 54 after touring possessed. I just did this so I could get my wristbands in the shot. Annabelle doll. Dan Rivera, 54, an Army veteran, worked on paranormal research and investigations for over 10 years. Dan Rivera, a paranormal investigator with the New England Society for Psychic Research, reportedly died on July 13th during a tour in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, showcasing the, quote, demonically possessed Annabelle doll. The cause of death has not been publicly disclosed. Dan truly believed in sharing his experiences and educating people on the paranormal, the society wrote in a statement. Continuing on here, paranormal investigator died at a hotel while on tour showcasing a supposedly possessed Raggedy Ann doll named Annabelle. Dan Rivera, 54, a senior lead investigator with the Connecticut-based New England Society for Psychic Research, died on Sunday, July 13th, during his visit to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, as part of the Devils on the Run tour, the Evening Sun reported. According to Adams County dispatch records, emergency crews responded to a Gettysburg hotel where CPR was administered on a male of Rivera's age the paper reported. The organization also confirmed Rivera's death on Monday, July 14th, in a post on Facebook describing him as a friend and partner. Quote, "We are all heartbroken and still processing this loss," the society said. Dan truly believed in sharing his experiences and educating people on the paranormal. His kindness and passion touched everyone who knew him. Thank you for your support and all the kindness and kind thoughts during this difficult time. The Gettysburg stop of the Devils on the Run tour was hosted by the tour group Ghostly Images of Gettysburg at the Soldiers National Orphanage this past weekend, the Evening Sun reported, with the final tour stops in September. Dan was a distinguished figure in the paranormal research community and will be remembered for his kindness and leadership, the organization continued. We extend our heartfelt condolences to Dan's family, friends, and colleagues. We mourn the loss of a dear friend. We reaffirm our dedication to preserve the rich history and paranormal encounters that make Gettysburg extraordinary. According to the Society's website, Rivera worked on paranormal research and investigations for over 10 years, adding that he was born and raised in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and later served in the United States Army. At an early age, he was introduced to the haunting phenomenon, having witnessed paranormal events occurring in his own home, his bio read, which also stated that he was an expert in the rites and rituals of Santeria. The cause of Rivera's death has not been disclosed. People contacted the New England Society for Psychic Research, the Adams County Sheriff's Office, and the Adams County Coroner for additional information on Tuesday. I think that pretty much covers it, except for a little information on the actual doll. Rivera was in Gettysburg to show Annabelle, a Raggedy Ann doll that the New England Society for Psychic Research described as, quote, demonically possessed. According to the society, the doll's origin goes back to 1968, when a student nurse was gifted the doll and brought it home where she lived with her roommate. Almost immediately, the roommates noticed strange occurrences with the doll, and they introduced it to a medium who told them the doll was inhabited by the spirit of a young girl named Annabelle. The two roommates tried to accept the doll's spirit and please it, only to have it reciprocate maliciousness and violent intent. It's also noted that paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren were called in and determined that Annabelle was possessed. They took the doll from the home, stored it in a glass box, and labeled it to contain the evil-spirited entity. The Annabelle and the Warrens led to the development of the horror film franchise The Conjuring. So that pretty much covers what was going on there.
You think Annabelle had a hand in it?
It's at the very least, very bare minimum, crazy coincidence, I think.
I agree. I don't know. I've never been around it. Even though we've kind of been around dolls that have showed signs of oddness. Because I'll never get over, you know, Lucy at the convention.
It was pretty weird.
It was one of them things where you kind of like realize real fast, like, oh, this may not just be somebody pulling our leg here.
It was weird.
Definitely weird.
It was weird. Weird vibes there. Weird vibes. I often wonder because, like, she's chill here. You know, like nothing crazy goes on. It's almost like if there's stuff there, she's pretty content here. But at the convention, I think that, like, with all the energy and the other dolls there and stuff, it was weird.
It was weird. It'd be kind of cool if she would do stuff once in a while we're recording.
Just starts walking around in the background.
I wouldn't be that mad if it, like, she just stayed chill.
Yeah, like, I haven't really had any sus things with her. The drive home when the door opened on her containment little glass box there, that was weird.
Yeah.
It was strange.
Definitely strange. I don't know. I don't know what to make of, like, him passing in connection to her.
It's the thing, like, the lore around the doll makes it weird because, like, clear, especially the fact that, like, hey, don't handle this doll. Don't move this doll. Like, that was the kind of the thing the Warrens, you know, pushed. Just leave it alone. Keep it in this containment. Leave it alone. And once they started taking it out, moving it around, it seemed like everywhere they stopped, something fucked up happened. It's almost like an exclamation point on the fact that they should have left it alone.
Yeah. And by the way you describe it, it makes it sound like there's hell to pay because she's being moved. Like she was content. But then again, if she was truly in a protection box, basically fucking solitaire for Annabelle, then she couldn't have done anything anyways.
It's weird. It's almost hard to not like make that connection. You know what I mean? Because I don't know. People go see haunted stuff all the time. They go,
yeah,
haunt, like the Newkirks do haunted tours all the time. And just like this specific one with this specific doll has just had tragedy marked through each stop, buildings burning, all sorts of stuff. Even the weirdness where like the rumor got out that the doll was missing and the doll was replaced with a fake doll and all this shit. Like,
well, it's weird, man. It's hard to believe that he could have passed because of the doll. It's hard for me to absorb that, but I'm not ruling it out.
Yeah. It's a very weird coincidence at the very least.
It'd be interesting to sit down with somebody knowledgeable and convinced that she did cause it.
Yeah.
Maybe to help us further understand how that takes place.
That is kind of an interesting take there, Weapon. Like if Annabelle caused it, wouldn't that be like Robin offing Batman? Seems counterproductive to get rid of a person who gets your story out there. But also what better way to keep like pushing your lore that you are it than to grab the person closest to you and have a tragedy happen.
Yeah, but at the same time, like if the theory is that it's just a malicious entity residing inside of Annabelle, what the fuck does it care about stories? It's here to do one thing and it's here to fuck stuff up.
And that could lean into it too. You know, if he was the closest person to her, handling her the most, maybe it had the most power over him.
Yeah.
I wonder where the last stop is. Was it supposed to go to Chicago? Did it go to Chicago?
I don't know.
I wonder if it continues and the tour goes.
Chicago's just going to burn down.
Probably. She probably doesn't have any effect on Chicago. It's already rotten.
Yeah. Home sweet home.
New victim to tour with her. It is weird.
Definitely weird.
And weird timing. Like weird timing for him to pass away in this little swath of the tour, of this summer tour, you know.
I agree. And with that being said, you gave me a great segue for something else that I want to bring up for people and you.
I didn't mean to.
I know, but you did. You did. Has anybody else had a ridiculously wet summer? Or is it just the Midwest? I know it's not the Midwest. Because you know how, not long ago there was the bad flood in Texas.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere now.
Right. Well, ironically enough, I read an article about how, I don't remember what company it was, but they kind of more or less admitted to seeding the clouds before the Texas floods.
Shocking.
And there's been a lot of talk here lately about cloud seeding. And I forget who was on it. If it was on Rogan or might have been on Rogan. But they were talking about seeding the clouds and how basically it could create situations like this. But they're like, well, but it's not likely because we do a lot of research and stuff and blah, 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 blah. And then here we are. But it has been crazy because like here, like I could not tell you a time that I remember looking at the weather app and seeing rain forecast every day in the middle of the summer. And this is like 2 or 3 weeks running. Now, of course, some days it ends up getting pulled out and whatever, but it's just crazy to me to see rain forecast for every day. And then when we do get that rain, it's so heavy and so fast, it causes flash floods everywhere.
Yeah, there's been a ton of like 500-year to 1,000-year floods this year already. Texas had back-to-back, like it dumping like 10 inches of rain in an hour or some shit.
That's not true, Twiz. It's definitely not like this. I worked outside. I still work outside. But when I worked as trimming, I would know if it was bad because whenever we rained out, I didn't get paid. So I was pretty conscious. And I wasn't a big fan of working in the rain, so I would definitely rain out. I just don't remember it all, any of it being this bad.
I'm trying to find a list of all the big floods because I know there was one in Texas was like back to back, and then there was flooding in northern Illinois and flooding in like New York and flooding in Arizona and flooding in New Mexico. And I guess it's all over the place. China, Russia, Ukraine, most of Europe's flooded. It is wild. Because at first, yeah, like what Amethyst said, weather wars. And I was like, man, because I thought it was, you know, just kind of chucked into the U.S., but apparently everywhere's got it going on.
I don't know. I wish I understood it more because I saw a, I don't know what you'd call it, if it was like a thermal map or whatever it was of, they were saying like DARPA was hitting us with a bunch of fucking frequencies or something like that. I'm gonna start sending all them weird ass videos to you on Instagram. Cause I don't truly, but it was weird. Cause you saw all these blips all over, like from the Midwest down, like all the way to the Eastern Seaboard. It's weird.
I wouldn't like, that doesn't shock me.
No,
we know they manipulate the weather. We're probably going to get flagged for talking about it and it being a conspiracy theory and all this.
Oh, I don't really care.
I'm just curious as to why the flash floods? Is it just like, are they accidentally doing this? Like they're experimenting with shit and things are going all sideways or like,
they nitrate for a long time.
If you can manipulate the weather and do whatever you want with it, like if you can lock that shit in and pinpoint it, why are you going to flood a camp full of kids in Texas? You know,
well, the guy on Rogan was saying that the main, like one of his main goals is he wanted there to not be any deserts anywhere. Completely get rid of deserts.
That's weird too.
It is weird, you know, especially as an environmentalist, because the desert is still an ecosystem.
Yeah.
And so you're going to completely abolish an ecosystem because you don't want there to be a desert.
Colleen says end of the air YouTube shows that chart you were talking about.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Agenda 2030, cram all the remaining humans into cities for better surveillance.
I do think that's a reality. I don't know that it plays out by 2030, but it very well could be, because we do seem like we're on a downward spiral.
Do they use weather to further that?
Oh, they absolutely could.
Yeah.
You could make a bunch of inhabitable zones.
Yeah.
Because like we've seen with all these disasters here lately, they like, yeah, just around here, Steve, you know, cause your grandma and grandpa lived down there. Remember how you could live down there, and then all of a sudden they pull insurance from the area. Well, now you build down there and you're on your own.
Yep. Yep. The only thing keeping, especially down there, the only thing keeping the river where the river is the levees.
Yeah.
The system of levees that probably haven't been very well taken care of for quite a long time.
Right.
As we've seen them fail multiple times in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, man. It's crazy.
There's a lot of different conspiracies around these natural disasters here lately. And weather modification manipulation is extremely profitable. Even if it doesn't actually pay, the things you could do with that are unimaginable.
Yeah.
You could win a war without setting a foot in a country.
Oh, yeah.
Just manipulate Mother Nature to wreck it.
Yeah, instead of sending troops in, just send F5 tornadoes.
You're fucked.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I wish I had a list, like, because there are multiple floods just within the last month that have been 500 to 1,000 year floods, all just back to back, boom, 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 boom.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, and Burton, we've had a ton more tornadoes this year. They said like recordable tornadoes for the month of June in Missouri and Illinois is norm. Like the average was 40. And at the end of June, we'd already had 144.
That's crazy.
Like almost four times as many. It's nuts.
All right. So now that 50 deep, 30 minutes in.
We got 50 deep in here?
Got 50 deep.
Hell yeah. Hit the like button.
Let's ruffle some feathers.
Uh-oh. Kyle's getting it.
Where are we all at on the Epstein files?
Oh, you mean the files that don't exist?
Yeah, those ones.
The files that were being told by a president that doesn't exist now. The files he promised to release. The files that were on the Attorney General's desk in February. They don't exist.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How we all feel about that?
If anybody trusts a single solitary word out of any fucking politician's mouth, just see yourself out. I'll die on that. Because it's a fucking joke.
I agree. I think there's 100% information. And like we were kind of halfway talking about the other day, the more I hear it, the more I roll it around. It 100% makes sense that the CIA had a hand in all of it. And that's why it's staying a little bit more of a hush-hush situation.
The story changes every time they talk about it.
Oh, I know.
At least
everybody is kind of in the same boat in the chat. Everybody's like, fucking bullshit.
Yeah. My connection's starting to fuck up as soon as we said that.
That's the other thing too, is not to jump off this, but I've been hearing reports of like massive power outages and internet hiccups. My internet has been on the fritz for the past week.
Yeah, mine too.
And I go to like check it and to see if there's an outage in my area. And they're like, nope, you're good. Everything's good. And I'm like, no, it's not, because it keeps going in and out, in and out, in and out.
Yeah. Mine does too. Yeah. Yeah. We're told today that nobody cares about the files anymore. And people that do care are just bad people. Like, you know what's on those files, right?
Yeah.
Like terrible people that do terrible shit.
Yep.
We probably should care.
Oh, I think the absolute majority of people do. And I hope that this is one of them, kind of like we were talking about. This is one of them subjects that people don't get distracted from.
No, I haven't seen the left and the right kind of come together on something like this in a long time. Like, there's a lot of don't get me wrong, there's still people doing goddamn mental gymnastics trying to defend his flip-flopping back and forth on these fucking files. They're still out there. But a lot of people are like, hey, this is not right. This is fucky.
Yeah.
Something going on here is not lining up, and we deserve to know.
I agree. And Twiz, you're right. I mean, those people, I mean, but then in the end, they all protect each other.
No, we can't believe it now, Rosemary. If they release the list now, we already know that it's trash now. If it would have been released when they first started talking about it, maybe, but now they're going to put out some faux fucking list that it's meant to hush the public, and it's not going to mean anything.
And that's when we've talked about that. Even if the list came out, how do you know it's real? How do you know? And maybe it is real, but maybe they're just feeding a few of the lowlifes to the wolves.
Yeah. We'll never see ever all the names on that list.
No. No, absolutely. No way.
Not a chance.
No way.
You've even got people who are like, have been rumored to be on that list from the get go. Like who? Kevin Spacey. Everybody knows Kevin Spacey's a fucking weirdo. He's supposed to be on the list. He's out there. He's like, drop him, release it. So I don't know if he's like, if I'm going down, take the rest of them down with me. He's like, drop it.
I don't know. I just don't see why. It's crazy to think that there is no, like, in the government or in that world, whatever, the intelligence community, there is no, like, fire and brimstone motherfucker. Not one motherfucker that's just like, I will throw away everything to punish these people. Yeah. It's not one of those guys. Not one.
It's like, it's not even like, it shouldn't even be a red or blue thing, a right or left thing. Like Twiz said, Trump was pals with Epstein. The Clintons were pals with Epstein. It's not a political thing. It's a high society, sick fuck kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like, it's once
crazy to me that anyone would want to even mentally venture down that road, let alone actually venture down the road.
And how fucking weird is it that all this shit started getting flip-floppy when Elon gets on Twitter and says, hey, Trump's on the files. That's why they're not dropped yet. And now all of a sudden the files don't exist. Well, they do exist, but they're a hoax. Well, they're if you want to know what's on there, you're a bad person too. Like, get out of here.
Yeah. And then there's parts of me, like, I definitely see where you're coming from. And then there's parts of me that almost go, this feels scripted. Like, it's some type of bigger game that we're all getting caught up in.
I don't think it would be nearly as sus if he didn't stand on that as an election thing. I'm going to release the files. I'm going to release the JFK files. I'm going to tell you about UFOs. Like, those are his big three. Like we're the party of transparency, but not so fucking much, are we? I feel like if he wouldn't have just had that stance, it would be a little bit different, him flip-flopping back and forth. Did I get cut from the feed? Hey, Holocult. We are back and excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. You know, as I get older, I keep catching myself thinking I should probably go to the doctor more, you know, to deal with all kinds of ailments like lack of sleep, stress from my job, and everybody's favorite lower back pain. But it can be tough to get to the doctor. Like, I want to keep myself healthy, but the system makes it almost impossible to find the right doctor for my needs. That's why we have ZocDoc. They make it easy to find the right fit and book an appointment fast, directly on their website. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can filter doctors who take your insurance, that are located nearby, are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. I haven't had to book a doctor's appointment myself. Luckily, thankfully, I've been pretty healthy, but I have gotten on the app and booked some mock appointments, and it is so easy. It is a one-stop shop. Like, you can find anything you need in your area that accepts your insurance for any ailment you have. They can even get you in within 24 to 48 hours. It really is great. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/HOLO1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. Hey, Holocult. We are back and excited to announce our continued partnership with Mood. Mood is an online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends, and they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. Mood's mantra is that cannabis should be accessible, affordable, convenient, and transparent. But most importantly, they believe in supporting American farmers who make all of this possible. Mood was created in 2002 as an online source for 100% federally legal cannabis grown on small, pesticide-free American farms. Mood has gummies for literally everything: immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. That's no pesticides, no BS, and they ship to most U.S. states. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I'd mentioned, Holocult listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. That's H-O-L-O. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use our promo code HOLO, that's H-O-L-O, at checkout to save 20% on your first order. I don't even know if this is working now. Kyle's completely frozen on my screen. Kyle's gone. The CIA just got Kyle. So I apologize. Wild. Okay. I'm still here. Still in the chat. We've lost Kyle. We start talking about the sus stuff and Kyle's gone. He'll be back though. Also, all of the shit with the offing himself video. Did everybody see that? Like, we all knew the video was edited, right? We all kind of understood that what we were getting from those jail cell videos were not what we thought we were getting, right? And it came out there was a minute like spliced from the footage. And the cameras died and the DVR messed up. And you remember, everybody remember all that shit? Like, remember all that sus stuff that they were talking about? Well, it comes out now, the metadata is released. And somebody May this year, May 2025, got in and not only got rid of 1 minute, there's almost 3 minutes, 2 minutes and 58 seconds of that jail cell video is gone, completely edited out. People on the internet started searching around, saw that there was 3 minutes of metadata missing. And that's things that we will never see. I don't know if it was the FBI. I don't know if it was the DOJ. Somebody got in there and cut shit out. Why do that if nothing nefarious happened? Yeah, Kyle didn't unalive himself. He doesn't come back. Kyle didn't unalive himself.
I'm back.
There he is. There he is. I thought the Department of Justice had got you.
No, I outsmarted the internet. I turned on my hotspot on my phone.
My guy. Weird that we start talking about this and the internet goes, just takes a dump.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you right now, my internet provider, you're going to get a phone call tomorrow.
You can't silence us.
Gonna get a phone call tomorrow with a very not happy person.
But I was talking about the actual jail cell video.
Did you hear about that stuff? Yeah, how's it? Or it's the full video, Steve. It's the full video, bro.
Yeah, it's everything, except it's not.
you see what happens is that the system resets at that time, so that's why there's downtime.
Yeah, the cameras go down, the DVR gets messed up.
Yeah.
People within the FBI, the DOJ get in, use Adobe.
That's the thing though, Steve. Like, you know, the 7-Eleven down the street. Yeah, we have the same security setup as they do. That's what it is. And so you go ask them, like, there's resets every 24 hours too. That's just the thing. It's just what happens. Okay? Yeah.
Especially when someone offs themselves in our cell, we're going
to. Yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
Don't worry about that.
Of course.
Don't worry about that. Like, we are in the midst of the biggest conspiracy theory of our time. Conspiracy fact. Conspiracy period.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it's playing out real time like a movie. And I don't know if they just think we're that stupid.
Well,
Did all this, like, we're just going to be like, I guess they don't exist. I guess they are fake. I guess he did off himself. I don't know. That's weird. They cut 3 minutes out of that video. It's weird. Probably nothing on there. It was probably when they were passing out lunch at the prison. You don't need to see all that. Just get that out of there.
It's nuts, man. It's nuts.
It is.
It's nuts. I don't know. Like I said, no, not a single fire and brimstone person in that whole system.
No,
re put me in a place of .gov will never be trusted ever, 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 ever.
And they were even
pushing. I am going to die like Dale of King of the Hill.
The only way to go.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like they even put a vote out. Like they were going to pass it through Congress or whatever the fuck to force the release of the files, and it got voted down.
Well, yeah, because they're all in it together.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And what's even crazier is that there might be motherfuckers in there that aren't a part of it, but you know what happens. They go, Steve, listen, this is for the betterment of the country, okay? If this comes out, it's going to ruin us. We got to just cover it up, man.
We have vested interests.
We have to.
Vested interests. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
What if they start finding bodies on that damn island?
They don't give a fuck. They don't care.
Children's bodies and shit. Are we just going to keep turning? Like, no, they were there before we had the high society politician parties. Okay.
And then they'll probably just catch some little section of woods on fire and go, hey, look at all these fires breaking out, guys. This is
oh,
crazy.
No. There's flash floods.
Here's a flood. Did you guys hear that volcano's getting ready to pop?
Don't look over there. Don't look at the kitty ring over there. look at this earthquake. Look at the thousand year floods. Hurry. Someone hit the flood button. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Andrew thought you meant Dale Earnhardt. Not you said dying like Dale. God damn.
No, I mean, it does remind me of that cool NASCAR clip where that guy got a fucked up car and he's just like, I'm going to put the hammer down and I'm either going to see a checkered flag or God. My man.
It's crazy. It does make, I don't know, man. Doesn't give you a lot of hope.
No, and you're right, Stephen Peebles. People don't give a fuck. I was actually talking with a buddy of mine who, we'll say, views the world differently than I do, right? And he even admitted, he's like, yeah, you're right. I mean, people don't give a shit. They don't care about this. And I go, I'm like, dude, I know you don't believe in it, and that's fine. But I'm like, think about this. Motherfuckers came out and said, and we've said this exact line a million times, but it still will always baffle me. Motherfuckers came out and said, we have off-world vehicles. UFOs are real, and no one fucking cared.
No one batted an eye.
No one cared at all.
No one bat an eye. Because everybody's too beat down and just relented to being a cog in the machine. Fucking that they're like, if these UFOs can't make my life better, who cares?
It is crazy.
As long as they're not going to make my life worse. It should have been the biggest story ever dropped ever.
Oh, 100%.
And people are like, yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
Eh.
There are a lot of earthquakes, too. There was just a massive earthquake in Alaska like 2 hours ago, like a 7.3 motherfucker.
That's a big one.
Yeah. It's a thick boy. Yeah, that's crazy. Barely even made a ticker at the bottom of the news station. It's, I don't know. The world is a vampire. I was going to say crazy, but the way I started it, I had to just roll with it. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. There's, it's just a lost cause.
Lockheed Martin's Dark Star aircraft. It can go 4,000 miles an hour. Cool. Dark Star was my favorite skateboard when I used to skateboard.
Hopefully it's the shape of a skateboard.
Probably is.
I did see a theory. Oh, we're getting into theories. I did see a theory that, remember when the spy balloons were going on?
Yeah.
That's another thing we don't talk about too much. Like, they scrambled the U.S. Air Force to fire Sidewinder missiles over American and Canadian territories, and then they stopped talking about it. Like, that is a monstrous fucking deal. They shot something down, and nobody heard any better, which is crazy. But I saw someone come forward that the Tic Tacs we're seeing was one of the things that they shot down over, I don't know if it was over Alaska, over Canada, whatever. But apparently it was also a Lockheed reverse engineering craft that the United States military didn't know about.
And we shot that out of the sky.
That's why it's so hush hush. There were some weird photos come out. I don't know if it's real or not. I don't know if it's AI, but that's the new,
interesting,
especially now that Chucky talking about the old Dark Star going 4,000 miles an hour,
fucking skateboards.
That would be enough to get the military a little nervy.
Dark Star was the shit. And I'm down to get the Holocult to take over the moon. Down with that.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Sick.
One of the first times me and Kyle ever hung out since we're talking about skateboarding was at our friend Byron's house, and Byron had this little makeshift rail. And so me and Kyle kind of hung out in different groups for a while. Like the group was the same, but they were like separate. Like some of the older guys hung out, some of the little brothers and younger guys hung out. So anyway, regardless, I pull up, I see this guy in this Jamaican Rasta wig.
Yeah.
I was hoping it wasn't a wig at the time. But there's this makeshift rail, and he's skating this rail, and they set it on fire, and he grinds this on fire rail with the Rasta wig on. That was my
It was pretty sick.
First memory of Kyle. He should do it. You should do it now.
I love that memory. And I have all the components. I don't know if I still have my skateboard.
You still have the wig.
I don't have a wig either.
You're just gonna have to grow it out like that.
I do have a rail here. My buddy left it here years ago. And I could definitely catch it on fire.
Yeah. I just feel bad for your ankles and knees.
Yeah.
We're not spring chickens anymore.
Never did break any bones ever. I can't still shred. I could definitely ride one. I could probably still board slide and stuff like that. And I could probably dark slide, but I couldn't get back out of it.
I could never skateboard because A, I didn't try, and B, I was fat. I was always worried about my ankles. Just obliterating them.
Yeah. Yeah, I never did. I never did break anything. Surprisingly enough, I definitely biffed it.
Yeah, it's
definitely
weird.
Definitely had a chain wallet.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. It is weird that we just kind of forgot that they were shooting down spy balloons and UFOs.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens.
Like during the goddamn Super Bowl.
They make us forget.
Whenever I talk about the UFO flaps, that's a section that I forget.
Yeah.
It came before the drones and before the jellyfish. Is that we literally had stuff we were shooting down in the skies over North America. Bonkers. Bonkers. Yeah. We live in a weird time.
Oh, that can't go without saying anymore.
I know that I say that a lot, but we live in a weird time. We go from wallet chains.
Go ahead.
So we go from wallet chains to shooting down UFOs.
Wallet chains were pretty sick, man. If I didn't care so much, like now I go ultra minimalist wallet. If I had a regular wallet, I would probably still rock the wallet chain.
We just proved that, Virgil, from going from, you know, government conspiracies to grinding rails
and wallet chains.
Wallet chains. We also were guilty. We're no better than everybody else. All right.
Just, yeah, absolutely.
We're just as beat down as the rest of the public.
Yeah, we're not that smart.
I did see that there is another sphere. They got another sphere where the second one was filmed, the Yumbo sphere. They just filmed another one there this week.
I'm trying to see some
Twitter.
That sucks, Colleen, that you broke your wrist in the lab that you worked in.
I broke my first My first and only bone break that I can confirm was playing baseball my seventh grade year, sliding into second base. Just blew that ankle right out.
That makes me think of the guy I work with. His son did that sliding, broke his pinky.
Ooh, you're not supposed to slide pinky first. Maybe you are. Just put your pinkies out. Go for it.
Although, I don't know. I think I've had my nose broke once, but it was never verified. So, some girl threw a book bag full of books at an individual, and that individual ducked, and it hit me right in the fucking face. Oh. I was definitely an unintended target. Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, collateral damage.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, my nose was just spewing.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened to mine when I got hit in the face with a boot. Yeah.
Fucking sucks.
Does suck. it immediate getting hit. Yeah, here we go again. We got the attention spans of a ladybug. We're just getting hit in the nose hard enough, automatic incapacitation.
That sucks.
Your eyes water. You can't breathe. Everything just is terrible.
You might as well just fall down and play dead.
Yeah, because you're not doing anything useful. You're just bleeding and fake crying. It's the worst.
Oh God, no. broke the tailbone. Ow, it makes me hurt.
Just the butt buster right off.
That's gotta be one of the worst. Other than breaking like a femur or your pelvis, it's gotta be one of the worst. That's not surprising that you got hit with a car battery.
That's a quote from me. I didn't get hit in the nose, but I did get knocked the fuck out at some metal shows. I've only been knocked out two times in my life. Not the car battery thing. That was a different one. Where were we? We were at Oceano can't remember. Shitty little dive bar in St. Louis. And all the like beat down bros were there. And as soon as they rang out the first note, this dude came storming across and punched me right in the fucking ear. Hard as he could.
That fucking sucks.
I looked at him. I'm like, what the fuck? And afterwards, he's like, I thought I was going to knock you out. I'm like, yeah, you didn't. You didn't. You just punched me in the ear. He's like, you can take a punch. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't mean do it.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, the time I did get knocked out was at a different Oceano show. Caught an elbow to the jaw, right to the jaw, soft jaw.
Maybe it
knock me out, just fucking
do it.
Hit me. It's just, I remember
on the button.
I remember Black Windbreaker swinging back. And then I remember it was Mitch Youngblood. And there was a couple other guys just dragging me. I look up and I see the ceiling and I'm just being pulled back like an alien abduction. What the fuck is going on? Yeah, just cold. Done. I can't remember the other time. There was two. Can't remember the other time. But that was definitely just elbow to the jaw. What are we looking at?
Oh, that was you this time.
Oh.
I think. Who knows?
Did I log out? Am I here?
Yeah, as far as I know, you're back.
Am I the real Steve?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it was FUBAR. You're right, Dylan. It was FUBAR. FUBAR was sus. Somebody got beat with a hammer at the back of the FUBAR. There was drive-by shootings at FUBAR.
Yeah. St. Louis is a fun place.
The only metal shows was Ozfest 2004 and the Unholy Alliance in 2006. That would have been the time we were all going to shows. I've never been to an Ozfest. Who's on Unholy Alliance? You're right, Weapon. I think we just answered the question. How can we stop talking about the objects we shot down some years back? Because we're talking about metal.
Oh, I got a funny. I don't know if it's 100% true or not.
It's true. I don't know what it is, but.
Texas man admits kidnapping 79 people to rectally probe them while disguised as an alien.
Well, I'm going to say that's true.
Probably.
Oh, it's damn true.
What else did I?
Texas is wild like that.
Trying to think. What else? Sorry.
The sad thing is, like, that's not that far-fetched.
About the old man?
Yeah, that. Okay, we're going to go on a true crime avenue here. I don't know if you remember, but there used to be this creepy old door greeter at Jerseyville Walmart. Whenever I would go in there to merchandise the store when I worked for Pepsi.
He tried rectally probing you?
Not me.
And saying other he was an people. Alien?
Other people, right?
He did try this.
He probably succeeded. Not dressed as an alien. He kind of looked like an alien, but creepy. Creepy dude. Apparently, because he would always try to make small talk when we were walking in. Thank God. Thank God I didn't make small talk with this man. But apparently, he would have, like, on his family's property, they would rent it out to hunters. He would take these hunters out drinking. And they were not drinking what they thought they were drinking.
Oh, no.
And one of them woke up bound, not in good spaces. When the investigation went on, they found photos and videos on this dude's phone of multiple men bound in precarious situations.
This was from my Walmart.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
I can send you the news article.
I never did hear about that, but that's terrifying.
No, it got swept under the rug real, real fast.
Yeah, small town. Apparently, I've heard small towns are like that.
Got swept under the rug real quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the whole drugging and probing thing ain't that far-fetched.
That's terrifying. I don't like that for people.
No. No. Humans are the worst.
We are pretty bad.
It's Walmart, not Shocked.
That's true. Did I see? I saw somebody talking about how aliens aren't held at Area 51. It's actually mermaids.
There's not even an ocean there.
But they could put water tanks. Like SeaWorld, dog.
Yeah. That's depressing, though. Mermaids are supposed to be in the ocean.
Yeah, but, you know.
Aliens are supposed to be in space. I get it. The human skin teddy bear. I did look into this one, Chucky.
That was from an artist, wasn't it?
Yeah. The guy who sold it. Still
really fucking gross.
The guy who sold it came forward and was like, that is 100% an art piece. Obviously, it's not real human skin. He's like, I sold it to him in person. If I knew that they were going to use it as a big publicity stunt, I never would have sold it. Because, like, the police got involved and were investigating stuff. And it's just somebody trying to get their 15 minutes of fame.
Well, it worked. For
a TikTok video. I know. See if he can build me an alien that I can put out somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I did send you that video of that kid right around here. What did he say he found the entrance to? Remember I sent that to you?
Oh, yeah. Granite City. Yeah, I was looking up. I found the road he's on.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't know where that specific water plant
is. Oh, fucking Brother John would know where it's at. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of the power lines that
we all did.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
I thought that too.
I guarantee it. I guarantee Brother John would help us narrow it down real fast.
Freshwater humanoid fish species. 100% of mermaid attacks happen in water. Is that true, though?
I would assume so. Unless they're like a little mermaid, they can get legs.
If it's the top half fish and the bottom half human, is it still a mermaid? Like a reverse mermaid.
And then it'd be like a fish man.
Yeah, it would be the worst way to do it. Because you ain't going to swim good with people legs.
No.
And you're not going to be able to breathe on land because you got fish top half.
Yeah, that sucks.
So you'd have to run really fast to get back into the water where you can't swim good. I wonder if they tried that before they made a real mermaid.
Good question.
That's a maid mer. True. I need to file a lawsuit claiming cruel and unusual punishment against mermaids being held in tanks. I wonder if anybody's filed a FOIA to the government about any and all knowledge they have on mermaids. Probably. Maybe.
Probably not.
It needs to be done. It needs to be done. I heard OG mermaids are not friendly. Like selkies, they like lure sailors to their death and stuff. Which,
oh, yeah, the kid said it's a Illuminati stronghold trafficking spot that is supposedly what, 30 minutes from where we are.
It's like 3 minutes from where I work.
Yeah,
I could walk there. It's right next, like it's right down kind of where Route 3 kind of comes into Granite City, where you know where the Walmart is in Granite City?
Yeah.
It's right back that away.
Garen fucking TR guys did that line. Guarantee it.
He did find the entrances. It sort of looks just like entrance to a water plant, but who? It could be a cover.
It does, unless there was something in front. It does look like it's out in the middle of basically nowhere.
Yeah, and the windows are all boarded up and shit. I did Google Earth the road. I didn't find the exact building he was at. Does he need backup?
We can find it.
Because that the opening, like, he's out in the middle of nowhere, which there's not a whole lot of spaces in Granite City where you can be in the middle of nowhere. But he gave the location of the road, so I just Googled it. Google Earth didn't found it.
I could send the video to John. John will be able to help find it.
And there he's standing above an opening to something. Apparently, Illuminati human trafficking network.
That's what he says.
Man, at this point, we don't have any reason to not believe him.
It's also true.
You know?
And it is in Granite City, so.
Yeah. There's a lot of dead bodies in Granite City.
Well, no offense, there's a lot of undesirables that
can get probably traffic.
Wouldn't be missed.
Yeah, and it's, there's enough distractions there. People get shot in Jack in the Box parking lot at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You can traffic a lot of people while they're worried about getting shot, trying to get some tacos.
Yeah.
Manatees are nice.
I've never hung out with one.
I heard that they're really friendly.
Yeah, I can see it.
But it takes a lot to make them be mean. They're just naturally friendly.
Yeah, that's cool. I'd pet it on the head.
You're not allowed to touch them.
I would.
It's against the law.
Long hair don't give a fuck.
Kyle's going to prison for manatee petting.
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
What if you just stick your hand in the water and they touch you?
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think it's up to their discretion.
I could just like put my hand in the water and then it could just swim underneath my hand. So yeah. I pet its head.
I think it's up to the manatee's discretion.
I mean, that's fair.
It's got to be the manatee has to give consent.
Yeah, that's it. Consent.
What else? We had the new Bugasphere. We had the Annabelle doll. We had the non-existent Epstein files. Oh, I did see this. This is weird. This is weird. All right. Ooh. I like it because it makes me think of The X-Files, but here we go. From the Bro Bible. Who loves
some X-Files?
Oh, no. Go down. Okay.
You say Bro Bible?
Yeah, brobible.com.
Ace.
Mysterious new life form discovered in black goo attached to ship on Lake Erie.
Fuck yeah, that's definitely X-Files.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Scientists have found themselves baffled by a mysterious black goo-like substance that was discovered on a ship docked in Cleveland. The ship, a research vessel named the Blue Heron, is used to conduct research in oceans and coastal waters. The Blue Heron was docked in Cleveland after experiencing mechanical issues while it was out monitoring harmful algae blooms in Lake Erie. When it was lifted out of the water to be examined, the captain noticed a strange black goo oozing from the ship's rudder. It wasn't tar. It wasn't grease. It left no sheen when placed in the water, and it would not burn. Seeing as how he was a captain of a research vessel, the captain decided to have the black goo examined by scientists. So a cup of the bizarre black goo was transported back to the science lab at the University of Minnesota, Duluth. There, Cody Sheik, an associate professor and an expert in microbial ecology, examined it and ran it through DNA sequencing. He then compared it to around 20 DNA genomes that were identified with global databases. One of the genomes came back completely unidentifiable. They named it temporarily Ship Goo 001.
I love how it's like a villain in a fucking James Bond movie.
Ship goo 001. Quote, the biggest surprise was that the ship goo had life in it at all, Sheik said in a press release about the discovery. We thought we'd find nothing, but surprisingly we found DNA, and it wasn't too destroyed, nor was the biomass too low. The ship goo organisms appear to be part of a complex food web, possibly even contributing to biocorrosion of the metal rudder of the shaft. Interestingly, while the particular species of ship goo is new to science, some of its companions have been found in tar pits and petroleum wells around the world, suggesting that these microbes may be more widely dispersed than initially thought.
I wonder if it's the same black goo that they found in Max Spears.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Let me see if I can get a picture of the black goo.
No, it's ship goo.
Yeah, my bad. Ship goo 001.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a picture of the cup. Okay, let me screen share here. Ooh, picture of the Blue Heron, too. It literally looks like tar.
100%. Yeah, this is not, though. No. But they find it in tar pits.
Yeah. There you go. Ship goo. There's the heron. Yeah. And there's the cup of goo. There's Popular Science want me to pay him.
That's brain.
You can get bent. It's weird. It's weird that you can still find new species that you can't set on fire. That completely, you know, if this thing decides to take over the planet, we're not going to be able to do like the thing and just, you know, use a flamethrower against it.
Yeah. So Twiz, you're wrong. It's not venom, because venom dies by fire, or supposed to.
I have Steve as my Alexa voice. I wish I was someone's Alexa voice, trying to just mispronounce everything. Reading's hard, okay?
Oh, it definitely is hard.
Especially words that I don't normally use, like microbial ecology. You know how many times I've said that in my life? Twice now. Not counting the times that I struggled. Jeez. So, yeah, now you got ship goo you got to deal with.
That does suck.
Yeah.
How the fuck? Wait. How the fuck do they know where else it can be found? If it's not like they can't, it's all unsequenced DNA.
There was multiple DNA strands in the goo.
Oh, so only some of them couldn't be identified.
Yes, one of them was unidentifiable. Weird. And there were the ones that were identifiable were the ones that they found in the tar pits and wherever the hell else, oil rigs or whatever. That's sus. That feels like shit that's coming from underneath the earth.
That's straight up X-Files, dude.
Yeah. Someone needs to dump it into their eye and see what happens.
Yeah. I'm with that.
Someone needs to bite the bullet, take one for the team, inject that into themselves and see if they get superpowers.
Kind of cool.
It might be a lemon shake-up cup, Dylan. I don't know. The Blue Heron's pretty bougie if they got a lemon shake-up vendor on it.
I hope so.
Me too. Tar pit squids. That's the most terrifying thing I've ever heard.
That's gross.
Squids in the ocean. Terrifying. Squids that crawl out of the inside of the earth. Infinitely worse.
Yeah, the other day I was talking to Brother John and he did the math and said that a squid that size could take down a ship.
Oh, from the Connecticut thing.
Yep. Yeah, because they looked up the average ship size from the era, so on and so forth. And he's like, so technically, it could definitely take down a ship.
Did he do the math and see if a man with a standard size ship meat cleaver could defend a boat from said octopus?
I don't think so. He didn't get that advanced. I just told him I don't math good.
Colleen, the story just broke now. I'm assuming it's when they got their test back, but they pulled the ooze August 2024, so less than a year ago. It's when they pulled the ooze. Secrets of the Ooze.
Fuck yeah, I was just getting ready to say that. That's the best one.
Teenage Mutant Ninja.
That is the best movie.
Tar Pit.
From the Turtles.
Sludge Squids.
Hell yeah.
John is a scientist.
Yeah, I called him a math wizard.
He's a math scientist.
Death by equations.
Never underestimate a man with a cleaver.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. We almost need to hire a cleaver man for when we go on cryptid hunts, just in case things go sideways. Just in case.
You could probably buy one.
A guy with a cleaver?
And then just buy a cleaver for yourself.
Oh, I'm not going to be the one on the front line fighting a 160-foot octopus.
I got your back.
What are you going to do when he just pulls me off the boat? I have the cleaver.
Well, I'll have a hammer.
All right. I'll throw it to you. Just don't catch the business end.
I'll try not to. That probably be my luck. Probably stick it right in my forehead.
Thunk. Hey, Twiz. If only we had someone with a hatchet.
True. Whoop, whoop.
Goddamn. Whoop, whoop. That's all I had today was the Secret of the Goo, Annabelle, New Orb.
That is a cool fucking story. Like I said, it does remind me of Max Spears a lot.
Yeah, what's in the goo?
I've tried looking up information on it before. I've heard more than one person reference black goo. It's hard to find information on them.
Yeah. Like, that's sus that the Max Spears died literally coughing up black goo.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's looked into that. The way that whole scenario was handled, like his body was left there with his girlfriend for hours. Hours before anybody even came to check it out. Coroner, medical examiner, any of that. Squids are creepy. DNA completely different than anything else on Earth because they're alien.
Interesting that you mentioned that, Rachel. Real.
It is interesting.
That's weird timing, huh?
Yeah. It's weird. And that might be brought up on the next episode.
Oh, you lucky fuck. Having Jack in the Box tacos right now, thinking of you guys.
The closest Jack in the Box is like 30 minutes away.
I know.
Do I just go?
Good for you, though. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody needs to be enjoying them.
That's what I should have went and got tonight. We got real Mexican tonight, but we definitely should have went for some Jack in the Box.
I'm thinking about driving to Olin Lewis getting some. I don't know anything else.
If I didn't have to work tomorrow, I'd say pick me up and let's go.
I'm up all night because my sleep schedule. I feel like I've earned them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Sorry guys, I had to do it. It's been months. I feel it. You know.
Yeah.
It's easy to fall off the wagon with Jack in the Box tacos.
Twiz, why the fuck would we drive to Indy for Jack in the Box? We go 30 minutes down the road, big dog. That's a valiant effort, though. I'll give you that.
He did offer to meet Cleaver the octopus.
Well, there's that.
If you save the hollow ship from an octopus, there will be tacos on deck.
Yeah. Watching and Jack in a Box tacos. That'd probably definitely lure one in.
Yeah, if I was a squash,
I feel like
I would change dimensions to get a taco.
Yeah.
I'm
do you ever go back to where you got chased, Twiz?
Somebody said they're really looking forward to the episode.
You should be.
I fucking hate it here. I'm really looking forward to it. These are the jokes, folks. Tacos and Faygo.
That's what's up.
Taco flavored Faygo.
Have you ever drank Faygo, Steve?
No, but I know they sell it at the Dollar Tree sometimes. I see it. I look at it.
We're all talking about the cheapest fucking taco ever, and Colleen's like, yeah, let's eat some fucking rich people food.
I feel like Jack in the Box tacos are very similar to salmon pesto brioche buns. from a culinary standpoint,
same thing.
From a refined refined palate.
The same thing. I'm a fan of grape over orange.
No, don't apologize. The conversation is never on the rails here. I don't know. New and you're hanging out, this is how it goes. It's just spitballing one thing, you know, government conspiracies, skateboarding, UFOs, tacos. It's just how it is.
Yeah, the night shift's completely different than the regular show.
Yeah, there is no script for the night shift. I usually get here, like I'll jot things down if I'm paying attention during the week. And I'm like, hey, I want to talk about this, this, and this. And then me and Kyle will prep like 10 minutes before and I'll just pull up the articles. So like, we'll get to it or we won't. It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine. This is the Hollow Family Show.
I was at the Dollar Tree too. And they had Faygo. See, it's nationwide. It's a nationwide.
I think I'm glad I made you guys laugh. I think Steve would be into the orange Faygo and I'd be into the grape Faygo.
I was a hardcore proponent of Orange Monster, Ultra Sunrise. Yeah. I almost fell off the wagon. I bought two.
You bought two?
They're in my fridge.
The fuck did you? Are you just keeping them as a backup?
I don't know, man. You
don't know.
I was close. I'm like, no, I can't do it. I can't. I was talked off the ledge, but they're still in there.
I don't know how you went that far.
I just hold them. Back. I just hold them.
It's not a bad thing, I guess, but
just hold them.
That just means you're waiting to crack now.
Yes, because I just want it. I
do too.
I drink Baja Blast. It's got more caffeine in it than a Monster. I drink them like three at a time.
It's true.
The caffeine's not going to be what does it.
I fucking Monster does sound good right now. Yeah. I'd probably be on fucking cloud nine. I drink one now.
God, my heart would probably explode. I haven't had one. Yeah. That's not true because, like I said, I drink caffeine all the time. Like I could
run so fast if I drank one.
You could.
I could run so fast.
Kyle easily hit under 4 minute mile.
Oh fuck yeah!
Easily.
I've never done that in my life.
Oh, I don't know, man. How many people can run a 4 minute mile? If you can run a 4 minute mile, you're dumb.
I could do a steady, like I always did like a steady 14 minute mile.
Me too.
Like solid.
Yeah. That's a brisk, that's a minimally brisk walk. That's a walk that'll get you to the end of PE where they won't keep making you walking.
Yeah. Yeah. Once I figured out I could walk the mile, I've walked the mile forever. Never once did I run.
No.
Fuck this.
The mile was the dumbest thing in the world.
Oh, shit. Well, oh, okay. I think you're talking about the squirrel or the squirrel. God dang it. The soda. Virgil got me fucked up on the squirrel because all I read was Coke all the way, baby.
That'll make you run fast.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking in reference to us talking about running fast and getting jacked up. I was like, damn.
I can't remember the last time I drank anything but water, but I can guarantee it was Faygo. I expected nothing less. Yeah, I know. Like Rosemary just says, been raining a ton in Texas more than any other summer. Oh, yeah. My kids keep talking about it every day. Like, it's raining again. It's raining again. Because Maddox has a job at a car wash down there and he makes tips. But every time it's raining, nobody goes and washes their cars.
Yeah. Yeah, me and the guys at work were just talking about how it seems like it's the wettest summer we've had in a really long time.
It poured here today.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up to it just pissing.
Yeah, I got caught in it yesterday on my way home. And today on my way home.
Kyle could make it to Jack in the Box and back in under 10 minutes with just one monster.
Easy.
You wouldn't even miss out on any sleep, bro. I mean, you would because you're all jacked up on monster, but
yeah,
time-wise, you'd be fine.
Yeah, I feel like I was teetering on the edge today with the heat stuff.
We had a guy fall out.
My body's overly exhausted. Sucks balls. I'm not used to carrying them big-ass backpack sprayers full of pesticide. I did the math. Those are like 40, 45 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
I'm lugging around the entire place.
My back will be screaming.
Oh, dude. It's not even my back. It's my shoulders. Just them thin-ass straps cutting into my shoulder fucking hurts.
It's crazy how you go from like one very physical job to another very physical job, and you think like the physicality is going to transfer over.
No,
it just beats you like it's your first day anyway.
Yeah. Oh, and I got new boots today too. On top of all that,
trying to break them in.
Yeah, you know how fun that is.
God, that sounds awful. I wear my boots so they fall apart because I hate breaking boots in.
Yeah, well, I've got those damn tree trim boots, loggers, so they got heels on them, and they're nine inches tall. Yeah, they're not good for walking in all day. No. So then they bought me a lower pair of boots, but I got to break them in now.
I'd wear them home. Just walk around in them, try to get them broken as quick as you can.
Fuck that. As soon as I'm done, I take them bitches off and put my slides on.
I guess you are walking all day anyway, so.
Oh, dude, I've been walking a lot.
Contessa says, my sister could run a mile in under 6 minutes in high school and not break a sweat. I'm not running. If you see me running, something terrible is behind me.
Yeah.
If you see me running, you start running. Don't ask questions. Just go in the same direction I'm going because whatever's back there is not good.
Yeah. Nope, Colleen, not an office job. I'm still working outside. It's definitely way less stress, though. Stuff like that. Overall, better for my mental health.
I did see some of the videos from the wind in Idaho, Colleen. That was nuts. A guy had their RV, their camper parked outside, and he's looking. He's like, man, the wind's getting pretty strong. And then the camper just goes, just rolls it across there. Because I'm like, man, is it a tornado? And it was just like straight winds. There wasn't anything going on except his camper just. Doom, doom, doom.
Well, that happened to us during straight winds when we worked at Pepsi.
Yeah. Blew the
knocked over that
Pepsi trailers over.
Yeah, the big 53-foot trailer knocked it over. We didn't even hear it. It was right outside the door.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It was crazy. We were in a tin can. If that had been a tornado, we would have been so fucked.
Done skis. We looked out and all the big 50-gallon trash drums are just blowing into our cars in the parking lot.
It's like a fucking pinball machine out there.
Yeah. See, Twiz gets it. If I'm with you and you start running, then I'm running too. That's it. Yeah. There's not a lot of things. It's gonna really get me to exert a lot of energy. All right. So if it is that, something terrible is back there. Just remember, don't ask, run. Colorado weather this winter. I'm curious now to see what the winter is going to bring.
Oh man, I didn't even think about that. I hope we don't have an ultra bad winter.
Since the summer's been so weird.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get lucky and it'll be a dry winter.
I can deal with cold as long as it's dry. Mm-hmm. Cheesecake time, says Chucky. Cheesecake's pretty fly.
Yeah, on the occasion, it's good. I'm kind of jonesing. I wish I had an ice cream maker. My dad makes a killer homemade ice cream. And the other day I had it with strawberries and chocolate syrup and it slapped.
I haven't had homemade ice cream in a long time.
Oh, dude. So good. My dad makes it every time we have like a big family cookout type thing.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, it's about that time, Hollow Cult.
It is.
Still 50 people in here. That's pretty good. Not two shabs. Bad night. Everybody hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the share button, hit all that YouTube stuff. Get it in the algorithm. Yeah, probably wrap it up there.
Yeah.
You know, start with hiccups, end with ice cream.
That's the way she goes, man.
That's how we do it.
There she goes.
With that being said, thanks everyone for hanging out with us. Another fun Wednesday. Chat was on it again. Hope everybody's having a good week. So until we meet again, make sure to tune in Monday. Kyle, well, I guess only the people in here will know. It'll be confusing when this drops, but for the people in here right now, not for the people listening when this show drops on the pod, tune in Monday because Kyle dives into the Black Eye Club. So a little conspiracy episode for you guys. But yeah, on that note, stay safe, stay weird, and don't believe anything that any member of the government tells you.